So Guinness World Records, they phoned me. No. No, they didn't. So how did it go after yesterday's video? It was, and also just so you know, I certainly hope you check out the video, at least a small portion of it. I'll put the links in the description. But yesterday I did a world record attempt on the world's longest video interview, like job interview. And I did about 3 hours worth. And did I think it was going to be a world record breaker? No. No, not at all. I don't even know if they're going to be contacting me. They're supposed to be in 12 to 16 weeks, but I don't even know if they're going to accept it as a legitimate, subject. And even if they do, I don't know if I actually set some kind of a record. I certainly couldn't find anything like it in the in their database. So it was worth the $5 just to submit it to sort of increase the hype. And also, the subject was if I got that I was going to continue to record a live video until I got a job offer. So the question is, did I get a job offer? No, I did not. And I did get some interest. Now, did I think my views, my likes, and my subs would be more than they were? Yes, I did a little bit, to be honest with you. I did have a little bit more expectation with regards to that. But did I think, let's do some stats. And also, did I think I was actually going to do a Guinness record? No, and I'd be very surprised if Guinness does call me and say, you know, congratulations. Sure, that'll be something else I can put on my resume, but I certainly hope in the 12 to 16 weeks that Guinness contacts me that I actually have a job by then. So it really won't matter, but sure, it'll look good on a LinkedIn profile or on a resume that I'm a Guinness World Record holder. I really want to say book and add the word book in there, because growing up it was Guinness Book of World Records book, and you know, I've got quite a few of them in the house, but I never actually they got rid of the book in the name, so it's Guinness World Records. So the some stats. So on YouTube I got 10 subscribers, 62 views of my 3 hour and 2 minute, I think, video, 4 likes, and then on LinkedIn, I had 590 LinkedIn views on my post, and that's a big shout out to those of you that liked the post, shared the post, especially those people, and commented. So that really helped gain the momentum. And that's really all I wanted to do, was sort of continue to gain the momentum and to put myself in an uncomfortable position to say, hey, I'm looking for a job. Here I am. Take a look at what I have to offer. Another couple of great things that happened was people commented on the previous LinkedIn post with names of people that they knew in their network that, you know, to get the word out, and maybe they knew somebody, or maybe they are somebody that can help out. So I hope also on the post for this particular video that you can help me out with that as well. And so I had 590 LinkedIn profile views, LinkedIn views of the post, and then there was 9 profile views. I think mainly just people that were just kind of curious to see what kind of experience or what kind of person I was, that sort of thing. One new Twitter follower, woo! And I didn't sell any of the books, even though I I shouldn't say that. I forgot to check to see if I actually did sell any, but I'll definitely update you if in fact I actually did. So I really just wanted to get, as I mentioned in my last video, I really wanted to start this sort of hobby of doing a podcast, and I call it a daily podcast, but I'll be thrilled if I do it four or five times a week. If I, especially when I do get a job and get a bit more busy with life, I won't have as much free time, but that's what cell phones are for. I can do a video in the car as opposed to, where I'm sitting right here. But I think it's something that I like, from what I can tell, in the first video, I really liked it. I'm liking it right now. And I'm also going to be doing some interviews with, I've already got a couple people that have requested to come on at some point. And, a 7-minute podcast, you really have to, almost be like an auctioneer with your questions, rapid fire, but I can certainly expand it and, do it over 3 episodes or that sort of thing. So, that's my goal. Don't worry, not every single one of my podcasts I'm going to upload to LinkedIn, and not every single podcast is going to be associated with a job search. It's just what's happening in my life right now. I will be talking about current events, technology, different products, parenting, pet keeping, funny stories. If any of you have a funny story or something that you want to share, reach out to me. I'd love to have you on the podcast and talk to you. So I think that's pretty much it. I always try and keep them much, much shorter than yesterday's, that's for sure. I want to always be able to keep it underneath that 7-minute mark that I, no reason to call it anything else. So that's why it's for 7 minutes. So I really appreciate you taking the time. And that's 7. And I'm Kevin. So I appreciate your time. And I will see you next time. Thanks. Bye-bye.